If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved, or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
Raheemy Harrison Grody, middays 10 till 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And welcome to an afternoon as we celebrate the election of the first Pope to have been born in the United States. And he was born right here in the great city of Chicago. My name is Chuck Swirsky. I do the radio play-by-play for the Chicago Bulls on 670 The Score. And I am humbled and grateful not only to be your MC this afternoon, but also a volunteer at Holy Name Cathedral, serving as a lector and Eucharistic minister.
That was from the ceremony that the White Sox held, and that was the voice of Chuck Swirsky, of course, Bulls play-by-play man, and host on occasion here at 670 The Score. We hear his voice often, and he joins us now on the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. Live from Rome, Chuck, how did we find out why you were not at the Bulls game last night? Your post on Instagram. What happened?
Well, number one, hello.
Yeah, hi, Chuck. I'm sorry. I'm in amazement. Forgive me.
Good evening.
You're in amazement. How do you think I feel? I mean, this thing came together so quickly. And, you talk about divine intervention in the most literal way, absolutely 100%. I mean, if somebody told me in my lifetime that I would meet, number one, a pope, secondly, the first American pope, thirdly, I'd have the presence to actually speak to the pope one-on-one for a couple, 3 minutes, and then present him with a Chicago Bulls jersey. Really? Seriously? These things don't happen, but they did. And I'm very, very grateful, very humble.
I don't even know what to say. Congratulations, for one. And number two, when did you find out that you would be a part of this opportunity?
Well, I really didn't until here's what happened in the very condensed short version. So after the ceremony what I did is I wrote a letter because I felt very compelled, because I was fascinated with the fact that the Vatican had elected an American pope. And then on top of that, he's from Chicago. I had never heard of him, so I'm not going to be, in a position to exaggerate or fabricate, because I really had never heard of Cardinal Prevost. So I start studying up on him, his history, what he stood for. I am very much aligned with a lot of his teachings and beliefs. So I wrote a letter to the Archdiocese, and I told him that if it ever happened, I'd love to meet him. I'd love to present a Bulls jersey. And I never heard back. And then all of a sudden, I heard about maybe 3 weeks ago, 3.5 weeks ago, that I would be given a ticket, and they gave me options for dates, and I looked at the Bulls schedule, and the only really time where, because the schedule is going to be really condensed, these games are coming fast, Layla, as you know. And so I picked November, what's today, the 4th, 5th, I don't even know because of the time difference.
It's the 5th.
And so I got this ticket, and I had to wait in line yesterday for a couple hours for security here in Rome at the Vatican. I got the envelope, opened the envelope, and the gentleman says, oh, you're going to be on stage tomorrow. I said, what? Because I had no idea I was going to meet the Pope. The Bulls had no idea that I was going to Rome until about 2 weeks ago, when I talked to my direct supervisor, Susan Goodnow, and said, hey, I have this opportunity. She said, go for it. No one else knew. She's the only person that knew. So let's see, where was I? So then I get this ticket. I'm on stage. The Pope Leo enters with the Pope Mobile, and then he proceeds to go to the stage. I'm 10 feet from the Pope, and it took about an hour for the presentation. Many, many multiple languages that he spoke and others. And then he went to reach with the handicap and special needs section. And then he met with the cardinals that were here. And then all of a sudden, one of the attendants stands up and says, okay, go. And you're not allowed to take pictures. And I had my Bulls jersey that I've been carrying around with me for like 3 weeks. And it's never left my sight, even at a game. And because I had the Bulls, I had someone with the Bulls made this jersey, and I had no idea where it was going with this. And I'm rambling, so forgive me.
No.
So anyway, so I had the jersey, and I walked up to the stage. It was myself, the Pope, security, and I said, Pope Leo, my name is Chuck Swirsky. I'm the radio play-by-play announcer for the Chicago Bulls. I'm involved with Holy Name Cathedral, and it's an honor and a privilege to be with you. And I'd like to present you an authentic, iconic Chicago Bulls jersey. And he smiled. He loved it. And when he saw the back with Pope Leo the 14th, which signifies, you know, with his when he was named and why he selected Leo the 14th as an Augustine Pope. But nonetheless, and so then I said, I flew from Chicago, and he goes, you did? And I said, yes, I did. And I said, you're always welcome. We want you back home. We can't wait to have you at a Bulls game and a Sox game because you're a Sox fan. And he laughed. And I said, the only thing I'm disappointed with, I couldn't bring you Aurelio's pizza. And he laughed because he's a big fan of Aurelio's pizza. At least that's what I read. And so he thanked me, and that was it.
Chuck, what is your adrenaline level like in a moment like that? Take me through how you actually felt in that moment interacting with the Pope.
Well, I mean, how would anyone react? I mean, I was like, it was out of body experience. I mean, I've had the good fortune. I've been very, very blessed through this career to have met a lot of different people. No one can top the experience I had today, especially as a practicing Catholic and someone who has developed my faith, even though that, you know, I'm broken and, you know, there are a lot of things. I'm not perfect by any stretch of the imagination, but as a Catholic and the doctrine of our faith, to meet the Pope was unbelievable. And then to have that connection because of Chicago was just amazing. And the fact he could relate to, you know, some of the things we were talking about briefly with sports and food and the city. And it was just, I mean, I still can't believe that it happened today, but it did. I'm getting some feedback on Twitter or X, whatever you call it, about the picture. It's not photoshopped. It's real. The Vatican first released it. I had no idea even how to get the pictures, to be quite candid. And the next thing I know, someone sent a picture that was released from the Vatican. And so that was the only picture they released today, was the presentation of the Bulls jersey to Pope Leo.
I mean, this is incredible. And, yeah.
Yeah.
It's on the Pope's Instagram account. That's how we saw it.
Well, there you go. So, you know, it's unbelievable, and you could probably get it somewhere. I think a week ago, he was in a crowd, and someone said, what's your favorite team? And he said, the Chicago Bulls. I'm being totally honest. And I'm thinking to myself when I heard that and read it, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I'm going to be in Rome in like 5 days. And I'm wondering, and I really prayed on this because I did want to meet the Pope for no other reason other than to be in his presence and to have a Bulls jersey. I mean, this thing worked out unbelievably well. I mean, more than I ever anticipated.
Chuck,
but I do have a game to call Friday in Milwaukee.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk 3 times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
Well, okay, so what's your travel plan? Are you flying back tomorrow? Like, how does this work?
I am.
You met the Pope.
I get back Thursday night, and then I'm taking the train to Milwaukee Friday, and we play the Bucks Friday and Cleveland Saturday. We have Sunday off. We have San Antonio Monday at home with Wemby. And then I think at Detroit Wednesday, and after that, I don't know where we are. I think we go west.
I love it for you as Chuck Swirsky joins us here on Rahimi Harrison Grody after his out-of-body experience. Those are his words, not mine. Meeting the Pope today, earlier today, and I think it's around 8 o'clock your time where you are right now. Will you be able to sleep tonight? I'm just...
No. I'll tell you what, when the envelope, when I picked up the envelope, you know, there were 300,000 people here today at St. Peter's Square. And I mean, I've never seen a crowd like this in my life. And so, when you're 10 feet away from Pope Leo the 14th and you were looking at St. Peter's Square, and you're looking at hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people. And you know, they have the big jumbotrons on the side in the square. And last night, I didn't sleep at all. And, I set the alarms because in order to get through for security, I had to be there at like 6 a.m. And they let the gates open through security at about, I would say maybe 8:30. And then the presentation started at 10 a.m. and it went to about 11:15.
Oh, my goodness. Chuck, thank you so much for sharing this. It's so surreal.
I didn't do a very good job, Layla, to be honest with you. My words are just coming out. I don't even know what I'm saying, but I'm just so, so appreciative and so blessed. And, I mean, this was a wild experience, a great experience, but nonetheless, it was wow.
No, it's a great job by you, Chuck, and I'm glad you were able to relate this to the people here in Chicago. We are so curious and just happy for you.
I think, Chuck, one more thing before we let you go. Just when you're talking to him, like, did you have those moments where you're kind of checking yourself? Like, at one point you're talking to, like, a normal sports fan, and then the next you're talking to a historical figure?
Good question. Very good question. Here's what happened. I went up, and those three steps before I met the Pope, I had all those things going in my mind. I don't want to screw up. I don't want to just say something that is, totally out of, out of this world and be a jerk. And so, like, there was a calmness. And I'll tell you what, the Pope was unbelievably I don't want to say he's a normal guy because he's not. Obviously, he's the Pope. But I mean, I'm talking about just where he made you feel at ease. And I think that Chicago connection, when I told him that, I'm the radio broadcaster for the Bulls, and, and he smiled, and the jersey put him over the top. I'll tell you that right now, because he's a Bulls fan, and to see Pope Leo on the back. I mean, there's a reason why I think the Vatican released that picture, because you saw his smile. And I'm so proud of the fact that, the organization could be a part of this today, and that, I was able to be some small part in this equation. But you know what? He's Chicago, and I can't wait for him to come to our city. I don't know when that's going to happen, but hopefully it'll happen sooner than later.
That's incredible, Chuck. Thank you so much for sharing. And yes, you did do a good job. It is as wild to hear from you as it was to see the image. And congratulations. That's amazing that you got to be a part of this.
Thanks, Chuck.
And by the way, I did tell the Pope when I introduced myself, I did tell him, I said, Pope Leo, my name is Chuck Swirsky. I do the radio play-by-play for the Bulls. Oh, by the way, Your Holiness, the first place Bulls. And he smiled.
Yes, that's it.
Amazing.
That is it.
This is fantastic. Now we need that energy for the Sox. And I feel like things will be better.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Well, I will see you when I see you.
Get some sleep, Chuck.
Safe travels back from Rome. I hope you get some decent Italian food or maybe a nice espresso on the way back. And we will hear your call on Friday, Chuck. Incredible.
Layla, do you honestly think I need espresso?
No, he needs to sleep.
I don't know. So. I don't know. Like,
good guess.
It tastes good. Maybe get the decaf.
I hope you can sleep on planes, Chuck, because you need one. You need a long sleep.
Oh, I do. Okay.
Great.
Be well. Bye.
Bye, Chuck. That's Chuck Swirsky, live from Rome, after he met Pope Leo and presented him with a Pope Leo Bulls jersey and told him the Bulls are in first place.
And then was posted on the Pope's Instagram account.
And talked about Aurelio's. Original oven, I assume, for the Pope.
I would think so. Wow.
I don't even know anymore.
I'm happy for Chuck.
What is today?
I'm happy for Chuck.
Oh, it's incredible.
Pope Day, I'll tell you that. It's Pope Day.
Listen here, I can joke about this because Chuck and I would have a good laugh. I joked that he was the highest ranking Catholic at the score after, of course, the big ceremony over at Sox Park. Well, this is a done deal.
The fact the Pope knows it's the sauce, what that means, is incredible.
It'll never stop being amazing.
Part of me wishes that he had gone Joey Bag of Donuts at some point in that conversation. Part of me.
I need to know who's next. Who's getting out there to talk to him about the Bears? So one of you.
That's a great question.
Yep.
We need to send Mark Grody.
I'm putting the call to action.
Send Grody, yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm putting the call to action.
Pope? Bears? Pope? Bears?
I'm worried that that's what would happen.
Yeah.
I'm worried that
happen?
He would bears the Pope.
You know he would, and it would be fantastic.
I award you 14
Would he give
bears.
Out the bears?
Yeah, that's 14 it. Of them.
He's a 10-bear Pope.
Pope Leo the 14th. 14 bears for Pope Leo the 14th. All right.
We're going to try to gather ourselves, and I don't know if we have time for what's next, and I don't think we should do it right after the segment about the Pope, okay? I'm going to just say that. That's an executive decision I'm making.
Oh my goodness, it involves
a particular touchdown celebration. We can't talk about it next.
We don't have time.
Nope.
We don't have time.
And I'm not doing it after Chuck just met the Pope. I don't think that's appropriate. So we'll come up with something next and regroup on the score.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Grody, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk 3 times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.